This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, February 12th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. New insurance rules to keep providers in California. Driverless truck ban returns. Super Bowl fans get nuts. And USDA getting involved in climate core. First of new insurance regulations unveiled. Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara on Friday released the first in a series of regulations seeking to keep major providers in California. The draft rulemaking would streamline the department's process for approving new insurance rates for homes, businesses, and other properties. Lara called it, quote, a crucial step towards fostering a fair, transparent, and efficient rate approval process. He said the goal is to eliminate confusion, reduce delays, and enhance public participation in the process. He vowed no policyholder will pay more than is required. Driverless truck ban returns. Assemblymember Cecilia Aguiar-Curry of Winters has revived her bill on requiring autonomous trucks to have drivers. Governor Newsom vetoed her measure last year, preferring to leave that authority to the DMV. He instead directed the Labor and Workforce Development Agency to lead a stakeholder process to examine the potential for job losses and to develop recommendations for autonomous heavy-duty vehicles. The bill already has bipartisan support. California Ag fuels the Super Bowl. According to CDFA, California farmers lead the nation in their contribution to game day snacks for Super Bowl fans. For the guacamole dips, well, the state provides 276.5 million pounds of avocados every year. Pizza just wouldn't be the same if dairy products or dairy producers didn't provide 1.5 billion pounds of mozzarella annually. And tacos need tomatoes, and California farmers produce about 10.5 million tons. And everyone gets nuts on game day thanks to 4.1 billion pounds of almonds from the Golden State. Climate Corps moves ahead with new USDA program. The Biden administration is taking a new step today in the development of American Climate Corps, which is aimed at training a new generation of professionals to work in conservation and climate-related sectors. Deputy Ag Secretary Sochil Torres-Small and White House Climate Advisor Ali Zaidi will announce a new USDA program that will be part of the Climate Corps. They'll be joined by Kim LaFleur, President of the National Association of Conservation Districts, and AmeriCorps CEO Michael Smith. Last fall, the White House announced the creation of the Climate Corps. It plans to recruit 20,000 people to undertake conservation, energy, and wildland fire work across the country. Also this week, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack on Capitol Hill tomorrow, fielding questions from the House Agriculture Committee. His appearance comes as Democrats are pushing back hard against GOP proposals to pay for increased spending for commodity programs. Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania defending his proposals in a recent op-ed for AgriPulse. Democrats on the committee say it's up to the House GOP leadership to find new funding for the bill that would have bipartisan support. Vilsack also will headline the USDA's annual Ag Outlook Forum that comes later this week. For more on this week's D.C. agenda, read our Washington Week ahead. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Senate EPW leaders propose reauthorization of expiring conservation programs. The two highest-ranking members of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee are joining forces to try to reauthorize a slate of conservation programs before they expire in 2025. Committee Chair Tom Carper of Delaware, Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, Friday announced the America's Conservation Enhancement Reauthorization Act. It would renew a 2020 measure that funds the North American Wetlands Conservation Act and Chesapeake Bay Initiative and provides funding to compensate livestock producers for predation losses, among other things. Take note, the bill has the approval from Ducks Unlimited, the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation, the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership, the National Wildlife Federation, American Sport Fishing Association, Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies, and Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. POTUS tackles shrinkflation. President Biden took advantage of Super Bowl Sunday to needle major companies about shrinkflation. That's the practice of reducing the amount of snacks or other products in a bag or a box. Biden said yesterday in a post on X, quote, while you were Super Bowl shopping, did you notice smaller than usual products where the price stays the same? Folks are calling it shrinkflation, and it means that companies are giving you less for every dollar you spend. I'm calling on the big consumer brands to put a stop to it. New general permits, they're available for activities that might disturb bald eagles. The Fish and Wildlife Service has announced a new process that it hopes will simplify the process for obtaining permits for activities that may harm bald eagles. Though it is officially recovered under the Endangered Species Act, the national symbol is still protected under the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act. The service is making general permits available that are designed for situations with, quote, low risks to eagles. Examples include certain wind energy generation projects and power line infrastructure, as well as activities that may disturb breeding bald eagles. Most land management activities, such as alteration of shorelines, alteration of vegetation, and prescribed burns, are eligible for general permits, said the final rule being published in the Federal Register today. However, general permits for disturbance caused by agriculture, mining, and oil and gas operations are not available at this time. The service said it would continue to use specific permits for situations that have high or uncertain risk to eagles. Well, here's today's He Said It. For many areas in California, this is devastating news. That Roger Isom, president and CEO of the Western Agricultural Processors Association, responding to US EPA's new PM2.5 standard. Isom argued the federal government has already levied the toughest air quality regulations on agriculture in the world, and that this will further tighten the regulatory noose on agriculture's neck. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, February 12th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nallen.